and happy Sunday. It is Sunday, and it is the 23rd of November in the year 2025. And earlier this year, I podcasted Jesse Wells' song, and I've been trying to learn another one. And his songs, sometimes they sound kind of easy, and then you go to play them, and they're not really that easy. And this one is just like that, because when I heard it, I thought, wow, that sounds like a Woody Guthrie song. I could probably knock that out in one day. And then I started this morning. And now it's almost 6 o'clock at night. And this is what I came up with. This is a song about God, and it is Sunday, so we should do a song about God. And it's called The Great Caucasian God. Because, of course, that's my God. Have a great week, everybody. Love each other. Hope for peace. Don't give away your country to the Russians. Go.
Upon a missile rode the Lord, roaring justices a sword. He was melting off the faces of the damned. You have heard of Noah's flood, the tale will pale against the blood, pouring out, boiling in uranium sands. And don't you know atomic power is just God's celestial shower? There are those that he has chosen, those that he has not, and there are many who will die in the Lord's plan by and by, but it won't be you or I, thanks to the great Caucasian God. And I say, Lord, be thou me, and blot out everything that's strange to me, everything that's queer. And I say, Lord, throw me far, not the Lord abiding Texas down in Waco and the rest of every Israel that hubris ever claimed. Does not the Lord abide in prisons full of men with holy visions? Don't the Lord abide in every tent and cave? Does not the Lord abide in bunkers, in rifles without numbers, every Ruby Ridge and written house and home? Does not the Lord abide in fear and tactical gear? Don't the Lord abide in every hell-bent soul? And I say, Lord, be thou near. Blot out everything that's strange to me, everything that's queer. And I say, Lord, don't be far, I'm in need of a friend in great Caucasian God.
Now I'd like to take a moment to talk to you all about death. There's a lot of folks out there who fear death coming quick and swift in the night, stealing away from them the toil of their hands and the fruits of their labor. But I say unto you today, there ain't a crueler trick that death has played on man than fooling man into thinking that while his soul was quite dead inside, that he was in fact alive on the outside.
There is a foolish generation, squandered all their fathers gave them. They are running out of time left to enjoy, and they would kill and eat their own if the TV told them so. So they'll burn the world and make their point, and they say, Lord, be thou near. Blot out everything that's strange to me, everything that's queer. And they say, Lord, don't be far, we are in need of a friend, you need the great Caucasian God. We are in need of a friend, indeed the great Caucasian God.